This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, as pleasant a place as Paris can be, there are some rumblings the French economy might not be all that. Moody's downgraded the French credit rating yesterday. It wasn't entirely unexpected, but it was still unwelcome, which prompts us once again to ask this question.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
For the answer, we go back to Sophie Petter. She is the Paris bureau chief for The Economist magazine. Sophie, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So I imagine this downgrade is being met by an extremely Gallic shrug, right?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think they're
really
feeling very defensive at the moment, the new government. It's not that new. It's been in place 6 months now. And I think that there's a sense in which not a week goes by without some form of sort of criticism. We've had the IMF criticizing France. The Economist itself has been pretty critical. I mean, thing and another, there hasn't been a week without some form of outside view on France that's been negative.
We should remind people what The Economist has done. Your cover most recently was a bunch of baguettes lined up to detonate like a bomb, and the headline was "The Time Bomb at the Heart of Europe." That was that's a little harsh.
It was a provocative cover,
yes.
As you know, The Economist sometimes does. You know, the cover was harsh, yes, but the analysis was reflecting what is a very serious situation. There are a lot of very serious concerns about France, so I don't think, although our cover, it's true, was provocative and hasn't been taken well in France, I have to say, the analysis, I think, was balanced and severe because the situation is severe.
Once you get out of the corridors of power, though, Sophie, and onto the cafes and the sidewalks in Paris, is this on people's minds?
I think that the feeling that there is a real crisis out there is on people's minds, and it's not felt so much in terms of spending or in the shops or going out to the cafes. It's felt in terms of job losses. That's where every time there's a downturn or a recession, French unemployment rises, and it rises very fast, and factories close. And one of the problems that you have as an employer in a business in France is that when there's a downturn, you're faced with a very stark choice of either sort of stumbling on until the company almost goes bust, or you have to lay off employees. And you have to do that at a huge cost because of employment protection.
Do you think there is buyer's remorse on the part of the public, having now chosen Mr. Hollande and not liking the medicine?
No, I don't think so, really, because one of the reasons, I mean, in a way, this is a president who was elected by default. One of the reasons he was elected was because people had had enough of Nicolas Sarkozy,
right,
the previous French president, and there was really an extraordinarily hostile feeling towards him. People had had enough. I don't think yet it's a question of regret about the change of president, but it's perhaps there's some reservations about whether this government is up to the job.
Yeah. Sophie Petter with The Economist in Paris. Thank you, Sophie.
Thanks for your time.